Well, I feel like we have not been here in quite a while, and that is the reality. We haven't been here since mid-May, but we're getting ready for a home match tonight. Atlanta United and New York Red Bulls. Welcome back to Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Mike Conti and Jason Longshore joined now for the first time. We've been very excited about this by AMBSE's new president of soccer, Mauricio Culebro. And Mauricio, thank you so much for taking some time to be with us today. There's a lot of things I want to ask you. You're having a very, very busy first 60 days in your job, but I have to start right off the bat with the reports about Breel Mbolo being a potential target to come into Atlanta United. Can you make any kind of comment on the reports that are out there about Mbolo?
Yes, I mean, obviously, and first of all, thank you for having me here. No, from the beginning, it is a position that we were looking for. Like, we obviously need a striker with Latela leaving the team already. So, yeah, we were, like, talking and just following three players. And obviously one of them is Breel Mbolo. And we're negotiating and we're advancing in the process. And I hope we can have good news sooner than later.
We would like that too, very much.
Yes, yes.
But in the meantime, tell me about your first month or two on the job here. You have a lot to do. What have been the biggest priorities that you've tried to address in the early going here?
No, obviously, we have the urgency to help in my position and helping and working with Chris and Tata to get the best of this transfer window. I mean, I think that's something that has been very important since the first day that I was here. I mean, we need to get better on the pitch. I mean, that's a reality. And we need to do it as soon as possible. I mean, we still have the half of the season. And as I said from the first day, I mean, we still have chances. And that's how we're going to fight every single game, so we can get the opportunity to reach the playoffs. And that's where, like, most of my time has been spent during these 60 days.
With your role, you're also overseeing the build-out to the NWSL team, which is coming in 2028. What's kind of next for that team and that project?
So, yes, I mean, we're working now on trying to hire the chief soccer officer for the team. I mean, even though the team will start playing in 2028, I mean, there's a lot of things that need to be done before. So I think right now it's like just trying to get like the people in place. And now specifically the chief soccer officer search. And obviously we're working on the brand launch event and just trying to tap on everything that the World Cup brought to this city, the passion that the fans showed for the World Cup. And I think we want to take advantage of that and start to get like that feeling of that there's something new coming to this city, and that's the NWSL team.
Something you said in your press conference that grabbed my attention, and you've got the experience from Club America and from Tigres with very strong women's teams in that in those clubs. You said that you have to look at them completely different. How do you manage the two clubs and a build-out of one that's in the same organization but has to have its own identity? Yeah.
Yes, I mean, I think, and what I always say, it's like now that we're starting the team, it's starting to try to define what we want from the team, what style of game we want to play, what characteristics for the players that we want. And obviously, you cannot separate them. But I think there are many good things that were done when Atlanta United was launched. So I think we can copy some of them. And then, on the other hand, just trying to build that new identity for the NWSL team. Yeah.
My understanding, you had an opportunity to visit with some porters at a tailgate earlier this afternoon. Brad Guzan was with you. What have your interactions been like with the supporters so far, and what are some of the big messages that you would like to convey to them at this point?
No, I think it's great to see them, supporting the team. I mean, support for our team is one of the most important things. I always say that the most important thing for a soccer team is the fans, the fan base. So we want to be close to them. I want to be close to the fans so I can listen to them and I can know what are their concerns. And obviously, we understand the position we're in now, and that just let them know that we're doing everything that we can to get the team to a better position, so they can have like a team who they feel proud of, and that represents this city, that represents these colors, that represents the stadium, the ownership group. So that's now where we're spending all our time, not only myself, but Chris, Tata, and all the team at Atlanta United. I think we have a pretty clear idea of where we want to take this team. And we're like, I mean, now it's like I just came in, but we didn't have time to just evaluate and then make decisions. I mean, right. it needed to be done at the same time. So, like, on one hand, we're evaluating and seeing what things we can do better. But on the other hand, we need to make decisions, like, now in the short term. Because, as I said, we still have half season. And we still have the hope that we can reach the playoffs.
I want to give everyone an opportunity to get to know a little bit more about you personally. Extensive work at the club level, at the federation level in Mexico. What attracted you to Atlanta United? Why did you want to come here?
So, you know, like, I think what Arthur Blank has created here, like the ecosystem with Atlanta United, the NWSL team, with this beautiful stadium, with the U.S. National Team facilities. So what I experienced during the World Cup. So I think I always say that the MLS and obviously NWSL, they both have the potential to become the best leagues in the world. So I think there's a lot of opportunities, a lot of potential with a great team, with great people. And basically that was it. I mean, I think it's a team, just a great team, like in every area of the company. You just see great people, and that's something that I really care about.
We had an opportunity to visit a couple weeks ago, and you told me that as a young man, you actually were at the Hand of God game, the England-Argentina World Cup game in 1986 at the Azteca. I'm wondering if you'd be willing to share that story again
for
our listeners.
Yes, of course. So, yeah, I was there, like, and I went with my brothers and my father and one uncle. So, I mean, the tickets were, like, separated. So, I got to go with my uncle behind, like, the goal. And where the Hand of God, where that happened. And I really remember perfectly that after the goal, I said that was a handball. I mean, I saw that like very clearly. So yes, I think that was like a great memory. And now, you know what? I mean, maybe I like kind of forgot about that one, but then now with the World Cup and when they played again and everything, it came to me again. And yes,
I mean, the Hand of God goal is great, but the next goal was pretty incredible as
exactly,
well. Like,
yeah.
What did you remember from that?
I think that goal was on the other
like
goal, so I it was like kind of far away, and
yeah,
we didn't have like the repetition and everything. But then after that, when I watched that goal, I remember it was like an amazing goal. I mean, it was.
It was an all-time match,
exactly.
but I think we're lucky here in Atlanta. Maybe not quite on the same historic level as Hand of God.
We had a couple that are there for me.
That we had here was pretty good.
There's a couple of goals that we saw from Argentina in this building, and the semifinal was a month ago. That's what's crazy.
Exactly. Yeah.
1 month ago.
Doesn't feel like it's been that long, and in some ways it feels like it's been even longer than that. Mauricio, we really appreciate the opportunity to visit with you. We hope we'll be able to do this again, and it sounds like we're looking forward to some good news, hopefully, in the near future.
Of course, yes, and thank you. thank you for having me here, and I would love to do this more often. And just,
awesome. We're going to take you up on that.
We're going to hold you to that. Thank you. Mauricio Culebro, AMBSE's president of soccer.